You're listening to the Speak on More Stages podcast. In today's episode, you'll soon discover why speaking is the number one way to be seen as an authority. That's coming up next. If you're ready to speak on more stages, this is the only podcast to give you the mindset, strategy, energetics, and science behind what it really takes to command the stage. It's time to own your authority and amplify your message. This is the Speak on More Stages podcast. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to say a big thank you for joining me today, because today is a very special day here on the podcast. We have a new title, a new name, and a brand new direction for the podcast. And if you're a loyal listener to my show, well, then you would have noticed that we were a bit quiet the past couple of months, and that's because I took an intentional pause in publishing new episodes at the start of 2024, and that's because at the end of 2023, I found myself going in a new direction, and that was to help experts to speaking on more stages, and I decided to create a new program. I launched it early this year, and I'm currently working with the founding members inside of Command the Stage, and it's going amazingly well. I can't wait to share it all with you, and that meant that it was ready for a new direction for the podcast to reflect where I was headed with my business, which is to help experts to speaking on more stages, live stages, virtual stages, podcasts, you name it. And so that's why we took a bit of a pause. And I'm thrilled to be back here with you. I'm so thrilled to be sharing some incredible episodes with you, and why this speaking podcast is different to other speaking podcasts and potentially other speaking experts that you have heard talk about public speaking. And that's because I've got a completely different take on it. And being in this business for quite some time, being a speaker myself, working with speakers, and also coming from an acting and voiceover background, you know that my skill set, or maybe you don't know, some of you do know that my skill set is a little bit different. And what I've always wanted to bring to those that I help is to look at things a little bit differently and to listen out for what's being unsaid. There's a whole another conversation that's going on underneath the words that we speak. That is our subconscious communication. And in this podcast, we're going to be talking about the invisible elements of communication, from the words that are not being said to the way we can communicate to our audience on a subconscious level, to the unseen connection to our audience, and what is required from us as speakers, as experts, with the energy that we bring to each and every stage. So we're going to have some amazing and really interesting conversations here, both in my solo episodes and the guest experts that I have on the stage, this podcast stage, which is called Speak on More Stages. I am also going to be inviting experts to come up on my stage and share their expertise. I would love for this to be a platform for experts to be able to amplify their voice and their message right here on this stage. So if that is you, if you have a message in your heart and you know that you want to create a bigger impact in the world, then you are welcome to apply to be a guest on my show to also share your message right here as well. So I am absolutely thrilled to have you here. And do me a favor, if you love this episode, let me know, because we are relaunching the podcast. What that involves is letting Apple know. And so the more people that get up over to Apple Podcasts, rank and review the show and download the first 10 episodes that you see, that would make me the happiest podcaster in the world, because that'll help me get ranked and recognized by Apple, which means more experts will be able to find the show. Now, the last time that I launched this podcast, I ranked number one in marketing. That was a big feat. And to be honest, I didn't think that I had it within me to actually rank number one. Now, I want to share with you that I think it would be super cool to be able to do it back to back. And I know that's going to be a real challenge, but hey, I'm always up for a challenge. Anyone that knows me, I am up for a challenge. And because I didn't even think that I would rank number one the first time, can you imagine ranking number one a second time? So I need your help. I need your support. That requires you to download the first 10 episodes that you see. You're welcome to download more, but at least the first 10, leave a review, and that would make me the happiest podcaster in the world. But let's get into today's topic, which is why speaking is the number one way to be seen as an authority. For a lot of you listening, you know that as an expert, it is important to be seen as the authority that you are, and you are an expert. And we want that to reflect the level of expertise that you have. You may already know that speaking is a great way to be seen as an authority, but here's the thing, is that there's so many experts that are making a mistake by underestimating how powerful their voice is and how fast you can become known for your expertise just from speaking. It can happen within a matter of seconds. That's how fast it can happen. The problem is that I see a lot of experts not speaking up more. Speaking just isn't front of mind. You might also think that speaking requires you to be live on a stage, but it doesn't. You can speak online. You can speak on a panel, a summit, a podcast, all these different ways you can speak virtually. There's so many opportunities all around you to speak, but most people forget about these opportunities. You get caught in the busyness of the day-to-day and likely take the easy way out and post content that does not involve your voice, which kind of looks like this. You might shoot some B-roll. B-roll is you doing an activity, doing a thing. It could be grocery shopping. It could be traveling. You could be in your car, at the beach. It really doesn't matter what it is. We see you doing something, but you're not talking to the camera. And what we see is you write a hook on the screen, something catchy that's going to catch your audience's attention with an arrow pointing downward so that they go to the comments and they read the caption of what you said and ultimately invite them to a call to action. This is what I see a lot right now. It is a current trend and it's great. But if we are to be seen as the authority, we need to lay a strong foundation of trust with our audience. And that means they need to hear that you are a human and that you have a voice. So that means you're going to need to speak up at some point. It's going to take less time to get your audience to trust you and want to reach out to you if you're using your voice. You can do all those things, you know, the B-roll and the captions. It's going to take longer for people to see you as the authority. So if you're fine with that, great. If you want to speed things up, use your voice. Because here's the thing. In today's online space, we cannot afford to go unseen or unheard. There's so much competition out there, which means people are going to go someplace else if you don't stand out in their feed. They're going to learn from someone else who is actually speaking to them and catching their attention. What I would recommend doing is speak as much as possible. Don't worry. It does not need to be polished. It does not need to be perfect. I know a lot of people are concerned about that, but here's the thing. We need to get comfortable with taking messy action and just starting somewhere. Because the truth of the matter is, it's not always going to be great. But the more you do it, the easier it gets and the closer you get to great. Here's my advice. Start pitching yourself to podcasts. Get out there so you can start to refine and tweak your message. Start speaking on panels and summits and virtual events and live events, but start with the smaller stages so it feels doable. and you're going to gradually work yourself up to those bigger stages. Because what you'll see is once you get speaking on those smaller stages, it's not going to feel so daunting, and it's going to get you in the habit of speaking and showing up more for your audience. And it's going to give you the experience and confidence you need to start applying for bigger stages like a TED Talk. That's exactly what I did when I started speaking. I started talking more online, just telling stories. And that gradually moved on to building confidence to guest speak on podcasts. That helped me refine my topics and my message, see what was working, what was attracting an audience. This was so helpful because it helped me to build that confidence, but also build connections. And before I knew it, I was getting referrals. I was getting people to ask me back to speak on bigger stages, virtual stages, speak to their groups, their masterminds. And that gave me credibility. And it also helped me to be seen as an authority. It helped me to develop a name for what I do. So today I invite you to put yourself out there. Just do it. Take one step, a baby step towards speaking on any stage so you can start to speak on bigger stages. Start with social media. Tell a story like I did to camera. And it's okay if it's not great. The only one that's going to care right now is you. But when you do, I invite you to tag me in it so I can celebrate your achievement. And I can see you taking that first step to speaking on more stages and speaking on bigger stages so you can be seen as the authority too. All right, that is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. And hey, if you're ready to speak on more stages and you would like my support, I'm going to be opening the doors to my brand new program, Command the Stage, at the end of April. So if you are ready to speak on those bigger stages and use speaking to help grow your audience and your business, then head over to katherinebeck.com/waitlist to be the first to know as soon as I open those doors. Remember, if you love this episode, go ahead and let me know. Take a screenshot of the show and share it with me on Instagram stories at Katherine_Beck_. You can find me there. And if you've got any questions or topics you'd like to hear on the podcast, just send me a DM and let me know. Coming up next time on the podcast, I'm going to be revealing why most speakers fail to make an impact on stage. Until then, I invite you to amplify that message that's in your heart so you can make a bigger impact in the world. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you back here next time on the Speak on More Stages podcast.